why don't you find yourself somewhere in your space to lie down? You probably want to be on a mat or a carpet or a rug, blanket, but a firm surface. And find a small pile, one or two books under your head, whatever's comfortable. If you don't want something hard, you can roll up a towel or something like that, but something fairly firm. Again, that's just high enough so your head is not tipping back, but not so high that your chin is pushed towards your chest, constricting your throat. So elevate your knees in whatever way you prefer. And I invite you, if you can, to keep your eyes open, at least in the beginning, so your attention is not only on yourself, but wide and out into the room too. So once everyone is settled, just kind of adjust to being on the ground and being in this different relationship with the ground, and simply be aware of your breath, lightly moving in and out through your nose. So the first thing to notice is your connection with the ground beneath you. Be aware of those parts of your body that are actually making contact with the ground, and maybe in particular with your weight-bearing points of contact. Your feet, the back of your pelvis, your lower back, your elbows or arms, your shoulder blades, and the back of your head resting on the books. As you're aware of that contact, take time to also notice the spaces between you and the floor. You'll notice there's a bit of space under your neck and a small space between the small of your back and the floor, under your arms, and even the spaces between or under your fingers and toes. So you're aware of your support and your contact and the spaces between. So even though you are resting, we often still hang on to tensions that we might use to in some way hold ourselves up when we're up and about. So just remind yourself now that you are not upright and that you are supported by the floor beneath you. Allow gravity to help coax the muscles of the back to release as you rest on the ground. As you breathe in and out, you can be aware of your back resting and supported by the ground. So a key Alexander technique skill is the ability to think constructively, to consciously give ourselves directions. So in this context, directions are simply self-instructions or invitations to ourselves, thoughts rather than actions, designed to improve the quality of our experience of ourselves, to help us let go of tension, to feel a little better in mind and body, can help improve our posture and the way we move as we go through life. So as I suggest some thoughts to you, just allow them to sort of pass through your system without force, strain, or even judgment on how well you are doing. You're not trying to make anything happen. You're just sending this little message out to yourself. So let's try a little constructive thinking. Simply think to yourself, My neck is free. It's free of tension, free to move, free to be just as it is right now. There's nothing for me to change. My head is free to rest in balance at the top of my spine. My back, in fact, my whole torso is long and wide, open and spacious. My knees are free to point up to the ceiling, and my feet are free to rest back down onto the floor. As you breathe in and out, be aware of your whole self at rest. So with that awareness of your whole self, bring a little part of that awareness specifically to your head and neck area. You can notice that your head is resting on the books, and again, remind yourself that you do not need to be engaging any muscles to hold it up right now. You are supported, and the head and neck can be completely at rest. Allow the muscles of your face, your forehead, your cheeks, around the mouth to soften and spread. If you notice you're clenching your teeth, let the back teeth part slightly, tongue resting on the floor of the mouth. And as you think of your neck, be sure to include all of it. The neck is long and three-dimensional. Remember that the very top vertebra of the neck, of the whole spine, in fact, is way up high, more or less, between the ears and behind the nose. So include in your awareness the front of your neck, the throat area and right up under the chin, the sides of your neck and the back of your neck in your awareness. And with your head resting on the books and your back resting on the floor, the neck is simply suspended in space. It has nothing to do. By lying like this in the constructive rest position, the muscles of the neck are able to release out and spread into length. As you breathe in and out, gently remind yourself that the neck, your neck, is free to do nothing at all. So next, bring your attention to your back resting on the floor. As you think of your back, include your whole torso from the top of your shoulders to the base of the pelvis. The back is opening up and spreading onto the floor. This just happens if we allow time. So remember, you're not trying to push or strain or make it happen. Your chest is opening up and spreading into width as the shoulders gently release away from each other. And you can think of the space in the hip sockets as the low back softens and yields to the ground. Allow space throughout your torso in all directions. You can think of space between your left shoulder and your right hip, sort of across your body, and of the space between your right shoulder and your left hip. Think to yourself, I am free to allow expansion and spaciousness throughout my whole torso. And as you breathe in and out, think of your torso just gently expanding. Now bring your attention to your legs and to your feet. You can think of your legs releasing out from the torso, and as the torso releases up towards the head, the legs release down toward the feet. So if you're not using a support for your legs, allow your knees now to just sway gently back and forth in the hip sockets. Just an opportunity to let go of any unnecessary tension that may have built up. And you can, of course, do this at any time during the constructive rest to help you let go. And when you're ready, let the knees come back to center so they are comfortably balanced. And you can imagine, if you like, that you have floodlights on the top of your knees. And you can think of these floodlights as beaming directly up to the ceiling above you. They're not crossing in the middle or beaming out to the sides, they're simply pointing up. So as the knees point up, the back and feet rest down onto the ground. You can let your feet and back support your legs in easy balance. As you breathe in and out, think of your feet resting softly onto the ground. Now bring your hands, and specifically the little finger of each hand, into your awareness. And sense how your arms connect to your back. You can think of allowing the elbows to conduct the weight of the arms onto the floor. We do so much with our arms and our hands, it can be really hard to let them go. So just gently remind yourself that you are not using them right now. They are free to be completely at rest and do nothing. If you do notice some gripping in your hands, simply invite width and spaciousness into the wrists and into the palms of the hand, reminding yourself you are not holding anything right now. And gently ask your fingers to release into length. It's just an invitation, no forcing or straining. This is rather a letting go of what you do not need. Your arms, hands, and fingers are free to simply be. As you breathe in and out, notice openness and space in the chest and the shoulders. So now let's include the breath in our awareness of our whole self. So first, ask yourself if you are holding your breath. And if so, gently exhale, pausing to notice the breath come back in. Naturally, you can tune in to the flow of air that's going in and out through your nostrils. And then expand your awareness to notice where you sense the movement of your breath in your body. Do you notice a rise and fall in the chest or your abdomen? And what about your ribs? Can you sense them move with your breath? See if you can notice your ribs moving in and out to the sides while you breathe. And what about your back? Can you sense the expansion of the ribs in your back too? So the ribs play an integral role in the whole breathing mechanism. The rib cage takes up a large portion of your torso, and the very top ribs are as high as the collarbone in the front, and even a little higher than this in the back. The lowest ribs drape down the side to only an inch or two above the pelvis. And the diaphragm is attached all around to the lower ribs. The lungs are housed within the rib cage, which moves with the breath. So the ribs rise up and out, all the way around, front, sides, and back, as the diaphragm descends, causing the lungs to fill with air. And the out-breath occurs when the ribs drape down and the diaphragm rises back up. So to help you get a more embodied sense of this, I want you to imagine that your rib cage is an empty barrel. It's got very flexible walls and a flexible floor. So in your imagination, I want you to put yourself like a tiny speck of your own consciousness, so to speak, just floating around inside this barrel so you can observe your breath as if from the inside. So as the breath comes in, you can simply watch the walls and floor of the barrel all gently move away from you. And as the breath moves out again, you can observe the walls and floor of the barrel all gently move back toward you. So just stay quietly with this for a minute or two, observing your breath as if from the inside. As the breath flows in, the walls and floor of the barrel all gently move away from you. And as the breath flows out again, the walls and floor of the barrel all gently move back towards you. Observing the breath in this way enables us to tune in to the ongoing, gentle, in and out motion of the rib cage, affecting the whole torso, front, sides, and back. So not forgetting about your breath, but including it in your awareness and whole sense of yourself, come back to noticing your contact with the surface beneath you, of your feet resting on the floor, and your legs resting over a support, of your back resting on the ground. Notice the back of your pelvis and the back of your shoulder blades, the back of your rib cage. In fact, you might have noticed that on each in-breath, you have a greater contact with the floor. You can be aware of the contact of your arms and elbows with the ground and that of your head resting on the books. You may notice that the contact seems a little different from when you began. But if so, just notice what that difference is, but don't try to do anything about it or change it. As you breathe in and out, be aware of the gentle movement of the ribs with each breath. So let's renew our constructive thinking, our directions. Simply think, my neck is free, my head is free to rest in balance at the top of my spine. My ribs are free to move with the breath. My back, in fact, my whole torso is free, open and spacious. My legs are free as they release out from the torso, and my feet are free as they rest back down onto the floor. I am free. So as we come toward the end of this constructive rest time together, I want you to notice if the thought of getting up in a minute or two creates any new tensions in you. So instead of trying to directly do something about that, simply remind yourself that you still have the support of the ground right now. You have space above you and behind you and in front of you and to either side of you. And you are free to release any tension that the thought of getting up may have brought about. Doing as little as possible to disturb the release and ease of the lie down, take your time now to bring yourself gently and mindfully up to standing. Allowing yourself to expand into the space around you. And when you've come to standing, pause for a moment. Pause for a moment now and notice the support of the ground under your feet. You can think of your legs releasing down to the ground as your torso releases gently up toward the ceiling. Nothing you have to do to make that happen. And you can notice the ongoing motion of the ribs with your breathing. You can think to yourself, I am free to move. I am free.